All right, this call is meeting in order. Minutes just made it around. Give me just a minute to read through it.
Second.
Where is Prime Power Sports at?
It's not here. Can I?
Vehicle in that area.
They're not here. You told everybody that one meeting to get them all done. So and yeah. There were a few, but I don't know that there were enough safety inspections after that.
There's no vehicle information or otherwise on it. So.
Yeah, we need to get vehicle information because I wouldn't pay it yet. Because I know that we paid the one for my work truck last month.
We did have one that came through as a credit balance for that too, for Prime Power Sports, but it was a different invoice. I believe as well.
There's ten. Maybe.
Well, it'd be a commercial vehicle being the $40, right?
Yeah. And that's basically what all your fire trucks are inspected at is a commercial vehicle. but I'm just wondering.
Holden?
Who else is?
They might. Anything to Brian? We always paid our own. I didn't know we could turn them in. I'll start doing that.
Yeah, we did a whole lot of their power first. Yeah.
So that very well could be one of ours, but it's hard to say with nothing
no, on there. No, Kyle came and did all of ours, didn't he?
Ted had to do the big ones, I thought. The small trucks. Yeah. Kyle did our big trucks. You're right. Ted did our small trucks.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah. See, that one came in as a credit, but it's a different invoice up here than this one.
Huh.
Back here on the couch, Lauren.
Well, we can... We can call them tomorrow and ask them.
I can run in there tomorrow and figure out if you will send me a copy of that or let me take a picture of the one.
Yeah.
There is an estate, and I wonder if they, like if they were, building an art fire department, but then they credited with that back, realizing they built the wrong place, possibly.
Have a little slow time there.
Right, this one here, truck, that's it. Maybe we ought to go take one of them power sports vehicles for a test drive and hold it ransom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he's in on it now.
I'll make a motion that we pay the bills, hold Prime Power Sports.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Financials.
Okay. It's kind of the same. Copeland's not here to tell him to use the credit card a little bit so we can get rid of that credit. From the Delta. Cole's not here, is he?
No, he's in Nebraska.
That's what I thought.
Oh, don't tell him to use it more.
Got a zero.
And I think last meeting you talked something about looking into the Title III money that we have available that could be used. I don't know if you found anything out on that. Or
I haven't found anything more out about it.
Okay. Again, it's just like this is for the second month of the year, so there's all expense, not any income. But if you compare it to last year, we don't have as much expense as we did. I think that there was a truck purchase or something, wasn't there?
Yeah.
And so you take that off and the income's about the same, and then of course the O&M's more, so that's going to make the expenses more, but it's tracking pretty close to the same as last year, except the O&M being a little more. And of course the budget, we're good on it so far. Any questions? And all the checks have been, all the O&M checks have been cashed. And the auditors called me, or emailed me last week, and they're going to start on the audit. So I just got to give them some things.
Okay. Well, if there's no other questions on the financials, we'll move on to Holden's truck discussion.
So I called up to the gear shop today. They are waiting on one more part. The Rob moved the shift fork. He said he's had a little trouble sourcing it. He's got all the other parts in. He said said it should only take him a couple of days to put it together after that. So it should be done this month, depending on whether they can get that last part. It's an obsolete transfer case. It's our biggest problem. a little bit tough.
So I wasn't here for the discussion that did happen last month. As I'm here for financial help, what do we do?
So, just to catch you up, we lost the transfer case last fall. I got an estimate of $40,000 for a reman, $30,000 for a reman. Stevens Truck Power tried to sell us a reman transfer case for $20,000. So we had Travis pull it out. I hauled it to a gear shop up north, and they opened up the case. He's estimated somewhere between $8,000 and $10,000 just for the transfer case repair alone. It broke the intermediate shaft, and that broke the shift fork and the control arm for the shift fork. And so that doesn't include the cost of Travis putting it back up in the truck, but it did save us some money that way. So we're just... then we also had some discussion last month about the fact that we're repairing a truck knowing full well that we've got an engine coming due for an end frame in the next few years as well. So
what kind of financial help are you looking for? All of it, part of it?
I would like to see all of that transfer case if possible. I mean, I know that's kind of been the precedent with major repairs. We'll eat the cost of getting it out and putting it in, but that bill that comes from Utah Diesel Center for the transfer case itself, we were hoping that we could get that covered by the district. So,
what's thoughts on this?
Is that rebuilding that very unit, or are they?
That is rebuilding the unit that came out. Yes. And it's not even a full rebuild. It's replacing the broken parts.
And secondly, do they have to give an idea of what the time frame is to fix that and put it in?
No. So, like I say, right when I talk to him, he's still waiting on one more part. But as far as putting it back up in, it's a couple of days. I mean, I'll end up going back to Pleasant Grove to get the transfer case and bringing it back. The truck's still sitting done well over the Stevens Truck Power. So
that's everyone's concern, right? Yeah, having that resource.
Yeah,
we're still having fires already. So.
Well, I don't think we can buy a truck for $10,000 and get them a resource like that. So I feel like we would be a good investment to go ahead and.
And that was the consensus last month, and we just had to hold it over to this meeting for the vote. That we just pay for whatever that's brought in.
So we're paying for the fix on the transfer case.
And they're paying.
They're paying for the labor.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Out man.
Yeah.
Everybody good with that?
Yeah.
Knowing that it's going to be 10-ish.
10-ish. Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, didn't we talk about the motor for that too?
We did, but we at least last month we talked about pushing that off until at least one of our next budget discussions and maybe talk about putting it into capital rather than eating the whole enchilada right now. So,
okay.
I mean, I'm very confident that motor will make another season, probably two, but it is on the horizon. It's got a fair amount of smoke comes out that breather tube on the bottom. So.
Also, some international too.
Yeah.
Well, I'd make a motion that the fire district pay for the rebuild.
Transfer case rebuild.
Do we need a number on that exact number before we do that, or can we just?
No, we know it's about $10,000. We're just looking for.
Sorry.
I got it.
I'll second. We've got seconds all around. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Anything else we need to bring up before the board?
I got one thing that for all fire chiefs in here. So the National Interagency Fire Center last year year before, come out with a new emergency shift ticket. A lot of agencies last year started running it, and our area was still running the old emergency shift ticket books. This year, they will not accept the old emergency shift tickets. I have an electronic copy that I'm going to send to everybody. Landon's working on getting actual books, the carbon copy books. So once we get those, we'll all have to go to those. But I do have an electronic copy that I plan on sending to everybody.
Better get a move on. Fire season's coming fast this year.
That's why you have the electronic one. You got to print out.
So throw all the old ones away.
Yeah, pretty much throw all the old ones away. The National Interagency Center won't even accept them this year.
Perfect.
Okay, anything else? Motion to adjourn?
We're still moving.
Okay. We're adjourned.